from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Danny DeCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Do you have a financial regret? A new bank rate analysis finds almost 3 out of every 4 Americans has one of some kind. But what exactly is a financial regret? Leslie Beck with Compass Wealth Management in Rutherford says they are typically more pointed the older someone is.
For older people, as the statistics showed, it's definitely not saving enough for retirement. Now, why is that? Because they're staring retirement in the face.
Beck says stabilizing and improving one's financial situation won't happen quickly or dramatically, but starts at taking small steps that add up over time. New Jersey parents will need to start thinking about what type of foods they're packing for their kids' school lunches.
Dietitian Jennifer Hyland is urging parents to avoid putting those snacky items in lunches like packaged chips or crackers, and also avoid sugary drinks.
Think about it by food groups and break down what you're going to have in that lunch, right? So we want to have a grain, we want to have a protein, we want to have a fruit and a veggie, we want to have a healthy fat and or a dairy product as possible.
She recommends getting children involved in deciding what they want from each food group. Hyland also suggests having a weekly check-in with your child to find out what foods they've enjoyed and what they ended up throwing away. Scott Pringle, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And a utilities association says it shares New Jersey customers' frustrations with the price of rising utility costs today. The trade group, the New Jersey Utilities Association, says it's frustrated trying to negotiate with state lawmakers and bring down costs. A spokesperson says they don't control or earn profit from electric supply prices. Due to state law, New Jersey companies cannot build and own power generation, which they contend would help meet rising demand and cut prices. Now the Ruin Insurance Business Report. Gas prices are expected to remain low for Labor Day weekend. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular should stay below last year's average of $3.33, and it should remain low for the rest of the summer as long as Gulf Coast refineries are not hit by hurricanes. Labor Day is, of course, the last big holiday weekend of the summer. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down around 350 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Ru Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit RUEinsurance.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. And how's that weather looking? Your New Jersey 101.5 full weather forecast is coming out. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A mix of clouds and some sunshine for the rest of the afternoon. It will be breezy with that humidity continuing to lower. A lot more comfortable compared to these recent days. Highs in the lower 80s. A very nice evening. The sky will be clear tonight on the comfortable side. Lows near 60. Beautiful tomorrow. Lots of sunshine. Pleasant with that low humidity in place. Highs right around 80. Might be a shower in a few spots across the northwest hills on Wednesday. Otherwise, partly to mostly sunny, remaining comfortable with highs in the middle 70s. And a good deal of sunshine on Thursday. Very pleasant afternoon with highs into the upper 70s. More clouds rolling here on Friday with a couple of showers around high 75. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Kai Erickson.
Piscataway 84, Point Pleasant 86, Camden 84. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by All County Exteriors. Roof leaking? Missing roof shingles? Siding cracked? Gutters overflowing? Don't wait. Small repairs turn into big problems fast. Call All County Exteriors today with over 40 years of trusted service. They'll fix it right there the first time.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.